San Diego's offense is very shifty. You know, they like to shift guys around, see, you know, what type of defense that we're running. They have a good, you know, running passing game, very, very good as well. Quarterback can get the ball wherever he wants to, you know, and so, you know, we just got to keep making sure that, you know, we don't give them all day to throw the ball. And so, you know, this week is more so focused on us again, you know, like the past couple weeks, seeing, you know, what we can get better at, seeing, you know, what we can fix to improve on these last couple performances that we had. And I think, you know, with that, it gets us to become more of a dominant force, you know, and then when we actually get out there on the field, you know, it's like second nature to us. So we got it'll be a big game for us, big game, and, you know, like we did before, you know, we just got to do our homework and, you know, make sure we know these guys in and out.
And you have C's on your jerseys now. What does captain mean to you? What is captain in your mind? What's the definition of that role?
Leadership, you know, making sure that, you know, have all these guys in this locker room counting on us, especially the coaches, you know, to give us the responsibility of being captains, you know, and I think, you know, Andy and myself got the respect of the guys, you know, as far as, you know, making sure, you know, everyone's on the same page, making sure that, you know, we all here to work and to get, you know, one thing done, and that's, you know, making sure that we get our job, you know, in order. And so this captain deal, you know, is, I hold it very dear, you know, because it's something that when I first came in here, you know, Carson pulled me aside and told me that, you know, why couldn't you be a captain? You know, just do your best to lead, and that's been something that I've been trying to push, you know, since he told me that. So I'm very grateful and honored and to represent this team, and, you know, just going to do my best to do whatever I can to keep things positive.
After Coach Lewis made his comments a couple of weeks ago, did you feel that was, I don't know, for lack of a better word, an audition for you and Andy to show what you're made of as leaders, more vocally, more by example, not knowing the C was coming, but was that kind of a challenge from...
I won't say more of an audition. You know, it just reiterated the fact that, you know, we needed to push it forward, you know, to make sure that, you know, we're not just a, you know, a couple words type of guys, you know, but to, I guess, lead by example and, you know, let our play develop and play it out. And, you know, if it's not for these other guys around us, it wouldn't make us the type of players that we are. You know, so it's a responsibility, and it's something that I feel as if, you know, if Coach didn't think we could handle it, I don't think he would have put it on us.
Did you find out for the first time when you came in on Sunday and saw the
jersey? Yeah. Well, I usually, you know, grab my shoulder pads and put it on the ground, put all my clothes lined up, and see what I'm going to wear. And then I saw it, you know, took a second to sit there, and I don't know, I was in awe, you know. And then it was sort of like a blessing, and, you know, it was an honor. And, but that's just something in itself. You know, you got to put that jersey on and make sure you go out there and lead and do your part.
Ray, these past three games, you guys have gotten yourself back into the playoff picture. And now you see what's ahead of you, having the destiny in your own hands or whatever. I mean, how important is it for you guys to keep your foot on the gas and not stand the end of this
week? I think, you know, there are certain things that we can control and certain things that we cannot. And, you know, I think, you know, by taking it one game at a time, looking at ourselves and knowing, you know, what we can do and what we need to get fixed. And, you know, these three past couple games, I think, you know, it all came down to believing in ourselves, you know, and having faith and playing the type of ball that I know, or that we all know that, you know, we're capable of playing. So when all three phases click, you know, the sky's the limit for this team. And so we don't try to look at the playoffs or any game other than this, you know, this weekend. You know, we're just taking it one game at a time, and that's going to San Diego and getting that win. And then we'll focus on who we have next.
What are those?